Good morning to each and every one of you. Forgive me, we appear to be having some technical difficulties this morning. It would appear that we have gotten that under control. But good morning. Welcome to Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to all of the guests coming into the chat room, and of course, in our call query. Thank you for joining me for we're coming up on the end of our broadcast year. This is, I believe, the third to the last show for 2013. And once again, what better way to end the year than with reflection and recap. How amazing that I had scheduled this show some time ago, but in the past couple of weeks, people have really shown their true colors. You know, I'm on several of the social media sites, and what I'm seeing from a lot of people is what they want. I want this, I want that. If I could go back, I would do this so that I could have that. I want. And I'm not too sure if my experience in 2012 and, of course, the beginning of 2013 caused me to be more aware of this type of behavior. But just to give you a little bit of insight into that, it was December of 2012. I was at work, and suddenly I had this strange pain that I had never felt before in my entire life. And I shared it with the people who I work with in the office. I said, you know, I've never felt this before. Didn't feel well. Eventually, later on in the day, it had subsided, and I did not think any more about it. Well, come January 2013, I woke up in the morning preparing to go to work. It was the beginning of my vacation, but I wanted to go in because I had some paperwork to finish up. I felt the pain in my dream, and when I woke up, it was equally excruciating. But me being the person who I am, plus long trek to work one way, but then I had to come back home. By Friday of that week, I was on my way out of this world. I know what it's like. I've seen the other side, and I was sent back for a reason. But that's a show for 2014. And I don't think that the person who I was when my body was shutting itself down is the person that I am now. And no matter what people's false or tainted perceptions are of me, I have always been someone who's willing to help. Yes, back in my heyday, I had all the great possessions and all of that. I worked for them, and that's what I wanted. But I gave even more of my time to help others. There were times when people had come to visit, and they really liked something in my home. Do you want it? Can have it. That's how I've lived my life. But so many people are possessed by their possessions. Let me say that again. So many people are possessed by their possessions. That's all that matters to them. Although when our time comes, we cannot take any of it with us. And if whoever's left behind is smart, they won't leave you with your jewelry and things on your fingers, because 10 to 1, those expensive pearls and diamonds and precious gems will not make it into that urn or the ground with you. Someone is going to steal it long before then. So you cannot take it with you. And this week's inspiration hit the nail on the head, so to speak. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What a beautiful, beautiful passage. I have no idea what my inspiration was to even create this show. But in the past couple of days, or weeks rather, it really hit home for me yesterday. I was on one of the social media sites and I saw so many people talking about what they want, they want, they want. They never once mentioned, and I don't mean, well, you know, I took care of the kids and I did this and that. You're supposed to, you're a parent. Or, you know, I got up and I went to work on time every week. You're supposed to. You're compensated to go to work on time and do your job. That's not what I'm talking about. Each of us has a purpose on this earth other than the things that we are supposed to do when we create that particular situation and environment. It's not to be a worker bee. It's not to just be a drone. We're here for a purpose. The reason why there's so many wars and such discontent in this world is because so many people live and die without ever recognizing and achieving their destiny, what they were born on this earth to do. If everyone knew what their purpose was, the world would be such a utopia. But so many people get into their own little box. I have a okay job. My bills are paid. I got a nice ride. I live in a nice house. My clothes look nice. I smell fresh. That's all that matters, because I'm good. It's all good with me. My world is good. I have everything that I want. I'm good. I don't care about anybody else. This is what I want. And so many people, as they work towards all of their wants, totally overlook and ignore the needs of those around them, whether it be people in their family, people that they know, or maybe even a stranger. That stranger may need your smile. As much as I love technology, I know where to draw the line. I can still pick up a phone and call someone and hear how they're feeling in the tone of their voice to say hello. And I love social media because it gave me the ability to reach the world. And coming in 2014, that's my goal, to reach more people, to help more people. Because there's no sense in me sitting in social media talking to people who could care less about me, because it's about what they want to suit their world, to suit their agenda, to suit their wants, not their needs. Turn the blind eye and not realize what's going on around them, who's suffering around them, because they're too busy working towards their wants to add to their collection of their possessions. And a possession can be anything. You see that new car you want, go out and get it because that's what you want. Do you use it to help someone whose car may be broken? Do you take them to the store? Do you offer to take them to the store? Oh, no, I forgot. You don't even know who's around you in need because you're too busy working towards your own wants. You see that girl, that guy that you like? Oh, you want them. They're sexy. They're hot. They're this. It's all about what you want. Never taken into consideration. They're not yours to want or need because they are with someone else. But you're so possessed by your wants, your selfish wants, you're selfish. You're selfish. You did the same thing in 2012. You've done it again in 2013. And 10-1, you're going to do it again in 2014. And you think you're living because you have everything that you want. And what you don't have, you're going to work towards getting it next year. Or if it's something that you want, but you really know that you can't have, you're going to complain about it, miserable. You're going to make other people miserable because it's all about you and what you want, what you need to have in your possession. You can't take any of it with you when you leave. And you know, so many funerals, when people do the obituaries, people sit down and they make crap up about people. And I say crap because some people who are going to go away from here at some point, they have to make up stories about them because they weren't the best of people in this life. And certain people's perception who follow the manipulators they'll say, oh, they were a great person. They did this and they did that. And they didn't do a thing. So many people have words made up about what they should have done when they were living. Not what they did, what they should have done, or what they claimed to have done. Really, they did nothing. They sat back, care of their own wants, their entire lives. And they may have masked it to some people who believed their manipulations. And some people may have thought the one or two things that they did were so spectacular, when really, it's just a grain of sand on a beach. Because that person was doing that small thing for their own personal satisfaction. They want it out of doing something because they know that they can do as little as possible to impress some people. So it becomes their adoration, their respect becomes that person's possession. They know that they can do least as possible. They're not doing it selfishly. They're doing it because they expect something out of it. This is why our world is in such disarray, because so many people are out for themselves. How many people, how many of you watch the news to see all of the mayhem on Black Friday? I read a report where some woman killed several people over the last Xbox One in a Walmart somewhere. Child or adult or whomever will not have that Xbox One. Several families are mourning the loss of someone who just went out to go shopping. And that individual is going to jail. Will probably never see the light of day again. And heaven forbid, they're in a state that recognizes the death sentence over an Xbox One. Next year, they'll come out with Xbox 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12. This is what I'm talking about. I want. Is it worth it? Another woman maced a crowd of people over some dish towels or something crazy. You can go to the dollar store and get all of the towels you want. No harm, but I'm not seeing a big difference between the dollar store towels and the ones that are on sale for 68 cents a piece, other than the tag has a different name on it. Is it worth it to gain that possession and lose your soul? Nowhere did God tell man to be this selfish. I had another close friend. She wrote on her status yesterday that she's going to be taking a back step for, I'm sure, a host of reasons from social media. One reason was that she had been catfished. Someone had taken her images and were using them on dating sites. Many of us have this happen. And the more she becomes a face in media, the more it's going to happen. Add the fact that there may be some other people who may be showing signs of jealousy. Again, there comes that time when we have to regroup, rethink our lives before we're older, our hair's gray, and our lives are starting to speed up, because they say the older you get, it seems like time starts to fly by. The problem is we should fix it before we get to that point. For me, my body was shutting down. I was on my way to the other side. Been there, done that, saw it. Tell you all about the bright lights and all of that. I didn't see all of that. That didn't happen. That. But in my opinion, I believe that every person's end of life experience will be different. What I can tell you is that your life will flash before your eyes. And I can stand here and tell you, in the end, I was ready. Job was done, and it was done well. People here that can say, well, she did this and she did that. You know what? That's their personal perception, because I didn't do things the way that they wanted me to do them, because they were under the influence of some of the same master manipulators that I was talking about. The bottom line is simple. When the end comes, the truth will be known. I have come along. I have said I'm sorry to people, even if I didn't do anything wrong. Some cases, even if I did, or I could have done things differently, I have already asked for forgiveness. If they choose not to accept it, that becomes their burden. It's no longer mine. There's a difference when some of us have gone to the other side and come back. We know what's there. We're not the same. Although I was doing now what's considered good things beforehand, before my experience with domestic violence, before my illness, before all of that, I was still helping people in a different way. When I lost everything, including being at the point of losing my life, something happened. I see the world in a different way. And I was just talking to someone who I work with the other day. And we were talking about relationships and things, and we got on the subject of when I got sick, because this month was the prelude to the illness that almost took me out of this world. The bottom line was, I burst into tears at one point because I told her that I was tired. I wanted to go back to where I was when my life force was leaving me. I heard the voice tell me that my time wasn't now, and I had to come back here. And I was defiant just for a moment because I wanted to stay right where I was. But I had to come back, because I'm not finished with my job here yet. I'm the type of person, yes, successful, will be again, but I'm right here in the trenches, being that beacon of light for so many people all over the world, in almost every state here, alone, in the United States of America. But I converse with, speak with, network with people all over the world. I'm just an ordinary person. Some say who's doing extraordinary things. Each of you has that power within you. If you stop living just for you, each of you, that's when you know that you have discovered your destiny. I'm not saying live in poverty. I'm saying for as much as you want, give. The more you give and give freely, the more you shall be rewarded. That's how it works. It doesn't work backwards. I'm going to get me first. I'm going to do me first. And then I'm going to give back. you give first, you shall be rewarded. As I said earlier, we're coming up on the end of our broadcast season. So we'll have our holiday program coming up. And we'll have our New Year's program coming up. And next week, we're going to be starting the beginning of a multiple-part series. Our show will be Demons of Disappointment. Demons of Disappointment. We have to start preparing to go into the new year with a positive attitude. And we need to learn how to let go of the demons of disappointment from our past who are holding us back. And as always, if you'd like to stay in touch, keep in touch, get involved, there's several ways you can do that. We're on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. On Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation. And on Google+, we're the Relationship Recovery Group. If you'd like to talk to us, our number is 202-618-2556. Or you can write to us at contact at the Wall Foundation Incorporated, 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And you can reach us via email at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org or healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. That is the email for all of the people looking to either get some life coaching or, of course, you're already members of the life coaching programs. And if you'd like to send a message to me personally, it's mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And just so you know, the Wall Foundation Incorporated is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to support us in any way, your donations help to keep our programs running, including both the Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show and this, our Sunday morning inspiration. Your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the current laws here in the United States. And for those of you, if you haven't gotten your copy of my latest book, Silent Noise, Lip Service, or you missed the promo where you could have gotten it for free, it's still available at a very, very price on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can find it all over. Or you can always contact me for your autographed copy of my latest book, Silent Noise, Lip Service. But as always, before I go, I leave you with this wonderful, wonderful mantra and thought. I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. Each and every one of you, enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Just remember, when you're possessed by your possessions, in the end, you will have nothing. When you become obsessed with helping others, in the end, you will have a job well done. It's not what you have in the end. It's how you lived your life before you got to the end. Think about it. Until next week, be well, be blessed. Thank you so much for joining me here, for all of the downloads, for contacting me, giving me words of encouragement. Thank you so much. We have so many programs coming for you in 2014. We are expanding. You will be able to catch our shows on Google Hangouts. We're going to have new programs there on YouTube Live. We're going to be doing a lot of face-to-face events. So join us on one of our social media groups or sites so that you can keep in the loop on all of our upcoming changes, activities, because our time to expand is now. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much, so much for being here. My spirit honors your spirit, and I want to thank you for having your spirit honor mine. Until we meet again, namaste. This concludes our broadcast day. Just remember, when you possess five possessions, in the end, you'll be left with nothing. When you become obsessed with giving back and helping others, you will leave a legacy that will last for generations. Don't allow your life to come and go without having anything to show for it but material wants, items, and possessions that mean nothing, because there will be the leeches around to snatch up what they want. They will gather together one more time and put you in the ground. And forget. And then they'll be enjoying what you've worked hard to possess. Because now, you'll be at your final place of rest. and they'll have all of your worldly possessions. So why not give something that's priceless, that is transferable, because we should always pray and pay it forward. So until next time, I'm Maria Wall, thanking you so much for joining me. Have a blessed day. Enjoy this Sunday. Be safe out there if you're in the areas with the bad weather. And even if you're not, because tomorrow's not promised to any of us. The next second is not promised. So I'm going to end the show. Lie back for a few more moments. Do your breathing exercises and just relax before you start your oh-so-very busy day. Thank you.